How was golf yesterday?
It was awesome. It's my first time playing full 18 holes. It was a long, it was like 6 hours, but the last couple holes I kind of just drifted off. But other than that, it was fun.
So how's the installation of the new offense coming along?
It's going good. We've put in a lot so far, and you know, we're doing a good job every day kind of absorbing it with the amount of meeting time we have, and the young guys are catching on, and it's good because we have more opportunities to install as the you know, kind of offseason goes on, and we'll be ready for camp.
Are there any characteristics of this offense that are kind of jumping out at you, be it the pace, be it what you guys are being asked to do or anything like that?
You know, they're just putting in kind of a lot right now, as they do with any new offense, and then you kind of, as you go on, you see what you're good at, and you kind of go from there. But, you know, the ball's going to get out quick. It's a West Coast offense. You know, we're going to run that kind of style, you know, a lot of, a lot of zone stuff like that. And, you know, we'll get after it when it comes to that time.
A lot of times a guy like you comes in, you know, and you have to kind of come into an offensive line that's already fairly established.
Right.
You're the one new guy.
Yeah.
There's so many new guys. Is that kind of, I mean, you're all in it together, I guess, right? There's really much more new guys than are established guys.
Yeah, well, it's nice that way because, especially with the new offense, we're all kind of learning together. And, you know, you can gel kind of the same time. So, you know, me and JD, you know, being two new guys next to each other, you know, we're able to kind of learn from each other and learn, you know, kind of together as the offense moves forward.
JD was talking about, you know, communication and, you know, getting to know each other off the field and everything like that. How does that transfer onto the field? You know, because now you're talking football. You're not talking about, you know, your families or whatever.
Right.
So.
I think when you're close off the field, it helps you communicate more clearly on the field because you kind of understand each other's words, let's say. Like, we have kind of the way we communicate sometimes on the field is just like just a verbal one word or a grunt or like, here he comes, something like that. You kind of know what the guy's talking about. Just kind of, you kind of spend a lot of time off the field together. Stuff like that all ties in together, and, you know, we do spend a good amount of time hanging out off the field, which is good.
Surprised when you sort of sound going second round?
I mean, he's offensive lineman, not really. Every team drafts differently, so I just kind of watch the draft as a fan and see who we pick up. And then, I knew Weston because we trained together, and I know what type of player he can be. So, you know, anytime we can add a guy like that, it's always a plus.
Were you trained where together?
In Arizona, the LB at O-line Performance Center.
What kind of player can you be?
He's going to be a good one. He's quick. He's powerful. He's aggressive. He's going to be a good player for many years in the NFL.
How long does it take for this all to come together? In other words, you know, I imagine you need a certain number of snaps, you know, being under fire.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can only do so much on air. It's going to take it takes time and pads to get it all going. So, you know, that's all we have, you know, 5 weeks of training camp, even those extra practices before, you know, for the Hall of Fame game. As much as we probably don't like them, they'll be good for us to kind of gel as an offense.
Do you feel that the offensive line is in the process of developing an identity?
Well, you always want to develop, you know, a toughness and an attitude, and, you know, that really, like I said, starts when you kind of get in the pads. But right now, just doing the stuff in the classroom, in the weight room, just kind of gelling together as a unit, that's all we can do now. I think we've done an excellent job of that.
Is it fair to say you'll go into the regular season? It still has to be a work in progress of necessity.
I think any offense is like that. I mean, you know, the way the preseason goes sometimes is I've been on teams where we've gone 4-0 in the preseason and then come out flat the first game, and, you know, places we've gone 0-4 and come out, you know, firing. So I think it just depends on every team. But it's always, you know, as the season goes on, you kind of know what you're good at and kind of scale that other stuff you're bad at away and, you know, just improve every week.
Can you talk about the gelling of this team a little bit? I mean, just a lot of you guys came from playoff teams. I think 5 guys played in the Super Bowl last year. Like, I mean, what's the locker room this year?
Well, it's a close-knit group of guys. You know, we all know what the Giants are about. We know, you know, what it takes to kind of get there. I never played a Super Bowl, but, you know, guys, you know, I know Walter and JD is with the Broncos for most of last year, so he's kind of been around that winningness. And you just know you got to work and put in the work to do it.
Is there kind of like a feeling or like a winning kind of atmosphere there?
I don't know. I mean, right now it's kind of tough to determine that, but I think, you know, we're doing a good job of just kind of learning each other and building a, you know, a team atmosphere.
This team has been known for a deep passing game in the past. With this offense, do you see it being a more of a get rid of the ball quickly, some of the shorter routes emphasized?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, in any offense, you're going to take shots. And, you know, we have to go deep. Otherwise, safeties don't respect the passing game. So, you know, when I played in the West Coast last year, even though it's the West Coast, the ball still gets out, but it also goes deep sometimes. And you find those opportunities to take big shots, and it pays off because you got those safeties sucked in, and they're big home run plays, and they're fun to block in those plays.